We'll make sure.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. I got to go.
Worst comes to worst, Paul. We won't do a treatment today. We'll do a treatment tomorrow, but I'll evaluate you.
Well, I just spent some time with some very interested listeners. You know, if you're in pain and you're in front of somebody that is telling you they can possibly, quite probably, help you with that pain, you feel pretty good about it. I hope that people are signing up to go in and see Dr. Saul Kogan, who you've heard me talk about a number of times, the owner of the DISC Institute. For me, I'm very careful for myself, for Kim. And Kim has had pain and bad range of motion from injuries years ago, and she has the best she's had since I've known her. I recently did something to my back, and I have to go see Dr. Kogan because it's bad. I had my first MRIs Sunday. In fact, I had three of them, and he's going to look at them, and he's going to say, I think I can help you, or I think I can't. Is it that simple, Dr. Kogan?
Well, you know, I have a simple philosophy. I'd rather not have a patient than fail to get results. So if I really don't believe we can help you, I'm not going to take you as a patient. I'd rather point you in the direction of someone that I think could for your particular condition.
And you you work with a lot of people. You work with spine surgeons who have actually recommended some of their patients come see you before they even do surgery or have it. Think of it.
Yeah, every day we get referrals from pain doctors, spine surgeons. Any good spine surgeon will tell you do anything you can to avoid spine surgery.
You have a story that you just told me about that's very relevant and timely, having to do with your mother.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, one of the things that we focus on at the DISC Institute that's different from all other pain providers is, you know, every doctor wants patients to feel better. And we do too. But we don't just treat symptoms. We find it very important to use technology to see exactly what is causing the pain. And our treatment is designed to fix the problem. See, what most people don't know is if they have back pain or sciatica or neck pain, they really have two problems. One, the pain, and two, the bad that's causing it. So we want to identify exactly what's going on, because most people that we see have tried everything and didn't work, and it's because everyone has been treating the symptoms. Well, I find it very interesting. One of the nice things about being in healthcare is you know the best. You know, I know all doctors that do all different types of things, and, you know, traditional philosophy is, we want people to feel better. Well, with cancer, my mother had, she got diagnosed with cancer 10 years ago. And actually a little more than 10 years ago, 11 years ago. And she did great with treatment. She had breast cancer and she had a lumpectomy and some radiation and went 10 years. Fine, no problems. One day she woke up with some pain and it was in her breast. And we sent her for a scan, and they found a very, very large tumor that wasn't even that wasn't just in her breast; it was in the sternum and in the rib. Mm. And you know, I'm always looking for the best, and I took her to a fantastic doctor, Jeffrey Margolis, who I believe is the best oncologist around. And he knows me, and he knows my philosophy and my mom's. And she was not going to do chemotherapy, and he came up with a treatment plan where he looked at the cause, and the cause of her particular cancer was hormone-based. And they treated her with some hormone therapy and did some other things. There was no surgery because it was inoperable, no radiation. And radiation was going to be an option. And they were just the other day, last week, she had a PET scan, and we got the results yesterday, and she is cancer-free.
Now, let me make something real clear here. This is not Dr. Kogan saying, come in to me, we'll do this treatment on you, and we're going to take away your cancer. That's got nothing to do with it. But what it does have to do with is you got to think out of the box sometimes. And this doctor, Margolis, you mentioned, was thinking out of the box because automatically you would think surgery, but you couldn't. You would think radiation, but she didn't want it, or chemotherapy, and apparently she didn't want it. So he thought out of the box, and he did some things hormonally, or what? What did he
do? Yeah, it was a medicine, a very, very expensive medicine, but it was a medicine that treated the hormones that were causing the cancer. And Dr. Margolis didn't expect for her cancer, for the tumor to go away, because the intention was to possibly do radiation again. But we don't even need to now, because it really, because he took what was causing that cancer and managed that. And that's so important. And that's the whole philosophy of what we do. Most of our patients have tried physical therapy, chiropractic, injections, lasers, all these different things that are designed to treat pain, which is a good thing to feel better. But our treatment is designed to get right to the cause and fix the cause. And as a result of that, your pain gets better.
That's the key here. That's the takeaway from what he's talking about. And he is so passionate about this because Dr. Saul Kogan had a severe back injury when he was young. And he knows the pain that you're talking about, that I'm talking about, because he had that pain. And then he got it fixed. And he said, I like this. This is what I'm going to do with my life.
Yep, absolutely. I was a wrestler in high school, and you know, I told you the story before. You know, a few weeks before the Freestyle State Championship, I was at a tournament, got thrown on my back, had lightning bolts down both legs, was paralyzed for a couple of minutes, went to 11 different doctors that all told me that I couldn't wrestle and I probably couldn't play any sports again. And I went to 11 because I wanted someone to tell me what I wanted to hear. Went right to a 12th guy, said, I'll have you ready in 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, I was 112-pound Freestyle State Champion.
And that's just mind-blowing. But it also let you know, don't let anyone tell you they can't do it. Maybe they can't. Maybe they're absolutely right. But somebody can. And enough of us have been living with pain that we know we don't want to, even if we've been told we have to live with pain. And ever since the whole pain medicine thing blew up and people got addicted, now people who really do need to have pain medication can't even get it. So you're going to have to look at not covering your problem with a pain medication, but going to the root of your problem that's causing the pain and fixing that. And that's where you come in.
Absolutely. I've never said that pain medication is a bad thing or epidurals are a bad thing, but we use them in a bad way. Shouldn't be a lifestyle. These things are designed to get you over that emergency hump. But if you don't address what's causing the problem, it will come back, often ultimately leading to surgery.
Now, you say openly, when I've talked to you before, that there are some people you can help, and frankly, some people you won't be able to help, and you're not going to string someone along. If you look at their MRI, which you do for free, if you look at it and say, geez, I'm sorry, but I can't help you, that's that.
That's that. Yeah, I mean, the reality is, like I said, I'd rather not have someone as a patient than fail to get results. And, you know, out of every 10 people we see, I may accept 3 or 4. 1 or 2 out of 10 just aren't candidates. They have a contraindication, can't have the treatment. 4 or 5 out of 10 people that are technically candidates, I don't find to be good enough candidates to get the results that I or they want to get, so I don't take them. So I always try and stack the deck, and it's just the right thing to do, and only take people that I really believe we can help.
I had very much time spent with Dr. Saul Kogan, meeting after meeting after meeting, before I finally said to my Kim, you really have to go see Dr. Kogan and see what he can do. I don't jump at these things easily, nor should you, but he has helped her tremendously. I hope and pray he can help me quickly and tremendously. I certainly think it's worth your time to check in with him to see if he can help you. You can call 586-416-DISC, 586-416-3472, 586-416-3472. Call Dr. Saul Kogan's office. He's got 3 of them, 3 locations. Makes it easy for you to be there and see what happens. You really have nothing to lose. Nothing.
But the pain.
I've heard that before. Thanks for today. I think you helped a lot of people today that are going to come and visit you. And that's got to feel good, Doc.
It feels great.
It feels good for me to be able to find you and tell people about you.
Yeah.
It's not magic. It's science. I think Huell Perkins said that.
Yes.
It's not magic, it's science. So so good luck to you folks. Give them a call, 586-416-DISC, 586-416-3472, Dr. Saul Kogan. As we continue in Focus with Paul W. Smith, WJR.